This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 16th, 2020. Today we have a story in JLN from Suzanne Cosgrove titled "Blue Skies in Post-COVID World. Downside doesn't look as deep," Sakjen says. The story starts with this. One day the world will recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. But what will the recovery look like, and when will it take place? Sakjen's Klaus Bader, global chief economist, and Sophie Hyun, cross-asset analyst from the French bank, tackled those questions in a webinar last week by outlining possible scenarios for 2020 and 2021. Although they acknowledged that the outcome of the U.S. presidential election and prospects for a coronavirus vaccine remain unknowns. To date, activity has sprung back powerfully in many economic sectors from the collapse that took place amid COVID-related lockdowns. Bader said, putting the U.S. and much of Europe in what he characterized as a V-shaped recovery from the shock of the pandemic. The U.S. and Europe took similar hits in exports, he noted, but the Eurozone's recovery began sooner. However, the initial rebound was the easy part, Bader said. The hard part is keeping the expansion on course, and it will inevitably slow beyond the third quarter, he said. Growth will require continued fiscal and monetary policy support, as well as a sound balance between public health and economic concerns. To read the rest of the story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hit and take comments from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter. The CFTC published a consent order of permanent injunction against Edge Financial Technologies, LLC, an Illinois firm that provided software development and computer programming services for traders. This is the Jitesh Thakkar case, except that he is not mentioned in the press release. That is because, thankfully, the CFTC dropped all the charges against him, but did get him to agree to the charges against his firm. See the story below and Tom Thompson's comments. The most interesting man in the world has agreed to become the most interesting Boy Scout fundraiser event chairman. Pat Kenny, Senior Vice President at CQG, Chairman of the Association of Futures Markets, and Village President of Fontana, Wisconsin, has agreed to serve as the chairman of the 2020 LaSalle Street Trading Tech Awards event for the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America. He is going with this all in his free time, now that his two daughters are married off this summer. Also, Kenny has been reelected to a second two-year term as chairman of the Association of Futures Markets. Peter Borish was interviewed by Gio Valiente on realvision.com about his advice for traders. Brendan Bradley has announced on LinkedIn that he is the co-author of the FinTech for Dummies, the Ultimate FinTech Guide. ICE announced a record trading volume for their physically delivered Bakkt Bitcoin futures contracts. Bakkt Bitcoin monthly futures traded a record 15,955 contracts on September 15, 2020, 36% more than the previous record of 11,706 contracts on July 28th of this year. NASDAQ's economic research team has a commentary titled, "Switching to NASDAQ is good for your stock." My comment was, in other job-saving news, the Wall Street Journal has a story about the foods that will help you control your emotions during the pandemic. Deep dish pizza and beer were not on the list. The story is titled, "Foods that battle stress during the coronavirus pandemic, berries, nuts, olive oil. How to craft an eating plan to help you manage your emotions." Amazingly, that is what my diet has been made of since the last few months. Here's a comment from Tom Thompson. Testimony in the Justice Department's latest attempt to stamp out spoofing got underway Tuesday with two government witnesses. The case is USA versus Vorley and Chenu, both traders at Deutsche Bank. The CME representative, the prosecutor's first witness, instructed the court about the mechanics of futures markets, how deception is never allowed, and how you may only place orders that you want to be executed. The defense, however, got them to admit that a stop-loss order is always placed by a trader with the expectation and hope that it will not be filled. The second government witness was from the analysis group. They dazzled and confused with the help of market snapshots showing the individual defendants actual trading with orders on both sides of the market. Impressive as the testimony was, the defense extracted from the witness the fact that they couldn't say if any or how many other traders had similar trading activities, making it look like the government's case suffers from cherry picking. Vorley's attorney is Richard Burlingame, who represented Navander Sarau, a private trader who pleaded guilty to spoofing charges in 2016 and assisted the prosecution in its case against Jitesh Dikar last year. Finally, something to look forward to. Thompson Colborne and Exchange Analytics are bringing the annual Chicago Conference on Futures and Derivatives right to your laptop or computer on October 20th. More information on this annual fall highlight is available on JLN at johnlothiannews.com. And finally, more from Tom Thompson. The CFTC announced yesterday that it had squeezed a very unconvincing settlement out of Edge Financial. Having spent many hours reviewing testimony and evidence from the Justice Department's unsuccessful case against Jitesh Dikar, as well as conducting its own discovery, the CFTC dropped their case against him. They nonetheless proceeded against Edge, extracting less than $75,000 in penalties. Unchastened, the Division of Enforcement, wrapped up the whole mess by saying, quote, establishing that entities can be held civilly liable for aiding and abetting such illegal conduct as charged in this case of first impression strengthens the CFTC's enforcement mission. We will not hesitate to bring charges against entities and individuals for similar conduct in the future, unquote. Thompson goes on, I am certainly not a lawyer, but pressuring a defendant to settle a case after years of impoverishing litigation does not seem like a reasonable basis for establishing sweeping new law. Maybe the division should deliberate long and hard before it charges any more software developers and other vendors, even when it is piling on top of criminal charges. Here are some more stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter from today. Here's the beginning of the press release about Edge Financial from the CFTC. Federal court orders Illinois software development firm to pay penalty and disgorgement for aiding and abetting illegal conduct. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission today announced the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois entered a consent order of permanent injunction against Edge Financial Technologies, LLC, an Illinois firm that provided software development and computer programming services for traders. This ruling resolves a 2018 enforcement action brought in connection with the Division of Enforcement Spoofing Task Force. The CFTC press release is available on their website, cftc.gov. Bloomberg reported that Bill Gates Sr., father of Microsoft's co-founder, has died at the age of 94. He was a lawyer who helped guide his son's philanthropic foundation. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the world's largest. William H. Gates Sr., a lawyer raised in the Great Depression who helped his son give away an immense fortune, has died. He was 94. He died Monday at his beach home in Hood Canal, Washington, according to Bill Gates III's family office. The cause was Alzheimer's disease. Bloomberg also has a story. Kosher crisis hits $19 billion market with rabbis stuck at home. To certify food, much of which originates in China, factory inspections are going virtual. In an ordinary year, Rabbi David Moskowitz would have spent weeks before Rosh Hashanah, the holiday that celebrates the start of the Jewish New Year, working in China for more than a decade. The native of New York's Rockland County has run Shatz Kosher Services, which verifies that ingredients made in China factories don't contain pork or otherwise violate Jewish dietary laws. Late summer is usually a busy season, with companies gearing up to make products for their Passover for the following spring. Here were the three most read stories from yesterday's JLN. The first one was a repeat from the top story Monday. These five habits will help you stay focused all day. A psychologist explains why, from Inc.com. Second was Bloomberg's at JP Morgan, productivity falls for staffs working at home. Third was Mohamed Bourassia wins the Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation Prize 2020 from Deutsche Börse, celebrating the French-Algerian artist who won the prize for his project Free Trade. Here are the Markets Wiki stats for today. The site has 188,078,630 pages viewed, with 24,429 total pages and 226,029 edits. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.